Welcome to Lent Meditation and Worship with Westside Church. During this Lenten season, meet us here each day as we read Scripture, worship, and rest in the presence of God together. Know that as you listen today, you are doing so with others, whether in the same places you or not, and we pray that the Holy Spirit permeates the places we each find ourselves in right now. For more resources and to find each week's prayer and song, visit westsidechurch.org/Lent. Let us start today by clearing our minds and opening our hearts to what the Lord wants to speak to us through His Word. Take a deep breath in and out, and another in and out. Most of us know the story of Abraham and Sarah. They are the ones that God promised to make a great nation through their descendants. Even though they were very old and Sarah was barren, yet God still fulfilled the promise of a son to them. Genesis 12 sets up this journey of Abram and Sarai into Abraham and Sarah and the promises he made to them. Genesis chapter 12, verses 1 through 4. One day the Eternal One called out to Abram, saying, "Abram, get up and go. Leave your country, leave your relatives and your father's home, and travel to the land I will show you. Don't worry, I will guide you there. I have plans to make a great people from your descendants. And I am going to put a special blessing on you and cause your reputation to grow so that you will become a blessing and example to others. I will also bless those who bless you and further you in your journey, and I'll trip up those who try to trip you along the way. Through your descendants, all of the families of the earth will find their blessing in you." Without any hesitation, Abram went. He did exactly as the Eternal One asked him to do. God makes several promises in these first few verses. One, that God will make Abram a great people through his descendants, and God promised to bless Abram and his family and his descendants. God promised that the nation would be a blessing to other nations. God promised that he would bless those that bless the nation. And finally, God promised that through Abram's descendants, all the families of the earth would find blessing. This last promise is an important one to take note of. As a descendant of Abraham, Jesus was born into a family that would allow him to fulfill this promise of God. All those that are born in Christ now become the recipients of these promises of God. This may be hard to grasp as something that directly affects our day-to-day lives, but it does. Because of Jesus, we are also those that have been blessed by God through the fulfillment of his promise. It's also a picture showing us that we can trust God and his promises. He made those promises long before Jesus was ever born, but it tells us again of the mission of Jesus. We can trust that God is who he says he is and will do what he says he will do. We just may not always see it in our lifetime. Abraham and Sarah didn't get to see these promises fulfilled, but they were a part of how these promises came to pass. Let's pray. Hope beyond all human hope, you promised descendants as numerous as the stars to old Abraham and barren Sarah. You promise light and salvation in the midst of darkness and despair, and promise redemption to a world that will not listen. Gather us to yourself in tenderness. Open our ears to listen to your word. and teach us to live faithfully as people confident of the fulfillment of your promises. Amen.
Sleep, so you can sleep.